And now, on with the show.
717, wake up Kenosha. Let's get you out to the show. The Marcus Renaissance Cinemas, Highway 20 in Sturtevant. Our Marcus movie guy, Brett Hoffman, joins us now. Brett, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Got to get back to the show. Get away from all the crazy madness going on. A lot of it this week, Brett. So let's get to the movies. We've got a new Kevin Costner film out there. This is a thriller called Let Him Go. Not to be confused with that song from Frozen. That's a whole different thing. And
definitely
so is this
not.
Movie.
Yes, this is a rated R thriller. It is with Kevin Costner and Diane Lane, and it is getting great reviews. So if you're looking for something to take your mind off things, this might be a good one. And basically the plot is this. Following the loss of their son, Kevin Costner is a retired sheriff, and his wife is Diane Lane, and they leave to go rescue their grandson, who's currently being held by a dangerous family that's living off the grid in the Dakotas. Leslie Manville plays kind of the patriarch of that family. It should be a fun thriller to go see at the movies this weekend, so check it out. That's the new one we've got.
Yeah, you got to be careful of the in-laws, I guess, on that one. Also, let's talk about retro films, because there's a couple of great series going on. Let's start. The Harry Potter movie showcase continues this weekend, Brett.
Yeah, this is our second week of the Harry Potter series, and we're playing Harry Potter 3 and 4, which is Prisoner of Azkaban and Goblet of Fire. Many people think Goblet of Fire may be the best in the series. I'll let anyone that comes be the judge, but Harry Potter 3 and 4... All of our retro series are only $5, and they're only $1 on Sunday. And as you said, we've got some great other content for our retro series. We're bringing back the original Toy Story, which is just a great film. That's one of the ones that started kicking everything off for Pixar. We've brought back Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade in tribute to the late and great Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, yeah.
Yeah, he was just perfect in that film, and go check it out. The Last Crusade is, I would say my favorite is Raiders, but The Last Crusade is a very, very close second, I'll tell you that much in that series. We have Batman Begins, which starts off our Dark Knight trilogy. We'll be playing the whole Dark Knight trilogy each week, but Batman Begins, directed by Chris Nolan. And then we also have American Sniper, which is basically in response to and for people, if they don't know, Veterans Day is next Wednesday, the 11th. We're not open on Wednesdays, but we wanted to bring back a film that people could watch for Veterans Day. So we brought back American Sniper. And I think the other story on that is if you are a veteran, this entire weekend and Tuesday, just come up to our concession stand, identify that you are a veteran of the Armed Forces, and we'll give you a free complimentary-sized popcorn, and thank you very much for your service.
Very nice. A great thing to do. Should remind folks, too, that the retro films, Brett, cost you just $1 to get in on Sundays as well. So take advantage of that. And, of course, the Magical Movie Rewards Club members get great perks. You can get a discount for online concessions. A lot of stuff going on at the Renaissance Cinemas, Brett.
That's right. I mean, you can check it all out on MarcusLeaders.com. You can check it on our mobile app. But we have got some great films on screen, both old and new. So get away from it all a little. It's better than raking leaves or doing anything else you might be thinking of doing this weekend, I'll tell you that much. And we've got some great specials for everyone. So come on out to Marcus Leaders this weekend.
Absolutely. The Marcus Renaissance Cinemas, Highway 20 in Sturtevant. He is our Marcus movie man, Brett Hoffman. Brett, thanks so much. We'll see you at the show.
We'll see you soon. Thank you.